For our Socratic seminar today, our topic, what can we do to improve our food crops? That's what I'm going to start you with. If you run out of ideas talking about that, then you can move to the secondary question, what kind of changes to food does society need?
I kind of agree with Kai here because scientists are finding out more things, and apparently there's like this kind of tree, and it's like sap. They call it lip balm for trees, and they put it on various plants, which could help them survive through the drought indefinitely.
It's also good to have plants in places that don't have a lot of water.
Oh, okay. Well, one thing we can do to improve our crops is, like, wheat can be multi-purpose. We should, like, crossbreed crops to have another kind of plant that can be used for as many things that we can. I agree with Talia, and like, if there's a place that doesn't have a lot of water, plants can like evolve and adapt to that environment.
I think we should relax with the ones with the least rocks.
I agree on the drought resistant, but I think that the plant should also be able to survive very poor conditions, like with soil with low nitrogen, because you could give it, if they need somewhere to grow. So like if we should say Africa, it can survive on very kind of polluted waters and water, and it can survive on like very rock or very unfertile soil. Because most places don't actually have very fertile soil. It's more of, well, not that I know, most places don't usually, the better, they should be used to being more, the plants should be used to being exposed to, like, not so fertile soil so they can grow, like, just about anywhere where people live, even if their soil is bad.
So, in one article, it said that some crops are 21% less efficient than they can be. I think through genetic modification, we can make those plants better.
But how would you make them grow 21% faster?
be through changing their DNA, the past DNA.
And I'm just saying this sometimes to myself, with the main question up there that says how we can improve our food crops. In the future, we might be able to make something out of like a plant or just like some sort of like science experiment to like increase the size of the crops that we can harvest, like tomatoes and like the wheat that we use to make bread. Just make it better and bigger.
Maybe we could also find a way to like speed up the photosynthesis process.
So what I'm thinking is in the future we'll find a way to make plants adapt better. Like we'd make labs that would have like a specific habitat. Like let's say you want something to grow in a snowy biome, you would try to help it adapt.
I think that we should try to get all the plants to have thicker leaf wax because a lot of plants are in danger to bugs and other types of things.
Oh, okay. I think we should make something that makes plants adapt to grow on other planets.
Chamber, so like you can put the plant inside of it and then you can take it anywhere you want, say like a really hot place, and it's in the chamber so the heat won't damage the plant at all.
And but you could have good soil from the plant?
Yeah.
According to the question, how would you spread the seeds?
I mean, you take them to the plant.
Loud enough so
that we can hear you. Either we can, like, manually do it, like, us humans planting them, or we can feed them to, like, birds that live somewhere else, and, like, because the seed is for some
reason. How would you get the birds into your lab?
Over to a lot of space for you, like,
while when it's cloudy, you get a greenhouse still be on and get your sunlight, right? But don't worry.
While it's cloudy, you can put lights on the
sunlight. So okay, but don't plant
that
seeds sunlight
work,
on.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
electricity.
Yeah.
Like, how does that?
I'm waiting
for quiet hands.
Also about what you said, how they take too slow to grow. Maybe in the future there could be a way to make the plants grow a lot faster.
I think that at the same time as like we could somehow figure out how to transport our plants and our planet, like we plant the tomato plants. That's just a couple examples, moving them to other planets. But I think at the same time that we do that, we should figure out how to make a pesticide that would keep away bugs, but wouldn't affect how our plants grow. So, like, it would make it still, like, organic, but, like, bugs would stay off of it.
Maybe, like, a natural smell that
yeah.
the bugs would like.
Yeah.
I disagree with Brayden because if we want it to grow faster, it could die through the process if it's not growing at the right speed.
So. If we were to take plants to other plants, how would we take it there? Because they would need water, and what if we don't know what's going to happen if they are anti-gravity field?
They're already experimenting with that up in the ISS. They're growing plants over in the lab up there, testing to see how they do it.
Okay. I agree with, I don't know his name, but I agree with him when he said that, he was talking about something that you could put on the plant that would make the bugs not want to be, like, there, but it could still not kill the plant and let it still grow.
I'd keep away the good insects like the bees, which pollinate most plants. Especially the fruit-bearing ones.
Thank you for all of you guys who have your hands up.
I agree with Brayden, because maybe in the future we can find out like how to make soil like grow, make plants grow faster.
Or we could like develop this special type of soil that would just like add more nutrients to the plant. And make it more like drought proof. So even if there's like a really bad drought, the soil, the water in the soil would evaporate.
Maybe we can make some sort of like a water pill. So when you put it in the water of like dry, droughted lands, it'll basically put water in the soil to make it more richer.
We already have the nutrients.
So I was thinking what we would do is let the little volcano and something from it like dry out or something, and then we put the ash into the plant.
that they could grow in the winter too, and different seasons where they could grow.
I agree with both of them, and that we should genetically modify plants so that, like, we could breed plants together and, like, have, like, a carrot and, like, a tomato mash, like a Curry-Do. But I also think that just for, like, breeded plants and, like, just regular plants in general, that we should, like, make something that, like, we could put into the water that we water plants for or whatever we feed the plants that could, like, make them generate, like, more fruit and food or whatever we use to make food.
I'm just going to go back to the soil thing, that if you take, like, ash, say you take ash and you try to grow a plant in it, but then if you mix it with, like, really fertile soil, what if you could create something that will actually help increase the plant's growth?
Sorry.
back to what Trey was saying, actually there is something that they put in the bread to make it last longer, but it's actually not that healthy for you. I don't remember what it's called yet.
Plastic?
Back and let's let people have an opportunity.
I think there should be like some sort of enriched water that helps like plants grow faster.
Thank you.
It's science.
Future.
Just
multiple.